judge is declaring Florida's 24-hour abortion waiting period unconstitutional and is permanently blocking enforcement of the law. Governor Rick Scott signed the waiting period into law in 2015. The Trump administration has reversed course on drilling off the coast of Florida. The Trump administration says when it comes to drilling off Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, it's now off the table. Though the Jacksonville Jaguars are in the playoffs, Sports Illustrated is reporting the NFL still had a disastrous weekend when it comes to ratings. The Bills-Jaguars game was down 10% versus last year's Dolphins-Steelers game. And the Trump administration met with a bipartisan gathering of House and Senate leaders on the DACA issue, signaling he's willing to compromise with Democrats in order to get something passed.
It was the president that met with him yesterday, but that's okay. 222-TALK, 222-8282. You got to reread that again?
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, President Trump, not the Trump administration.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. Take it off.
Thanks.
I'm just messing with you. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have humor. Remember, I'm giving everybody humor.
It's got to be fun, Ed. And it is.
I don't know. To who? So anyway, I'm just kidding with you. Good morning, everybody. FM 101.1 AM 600 Talk Radio. WBOB. I'm Ed Dean, hanging out with my man, Roger Henderson. 222-TALK, 222-8255. There are a lot of news going on today, so let's get to it. The biggest issue we are talking about today is President Donald Trump going to waffle, backtrack, or give some sort of a backdoor or open blanket amnesty to 700 plus thousand of those of illegal aliens in this country. Remember, for the last several years, Republicans have rightfully thrown President Obama and criticize him for wanting to give open blanket amnesty, but is the president about ready to do the same thing if Congress doesn't act, or could this be part of a bill? Here's John Roberts from Fox News talking about how that there may be a DACA bill that will deal with border security, and then right behind it, the quote term, comprehensive immigration reform.
The president went into the meeting demanding security provisions, a wall, an end to chain migration, ending the visa lottery, and more ICE agents in return for a DACA fix. White House officials say that after the cameras left, the president reached agreement with the two sides to do immigration in two phases. The first, DACA, including border security, an end to chain migration, and the visa lottery. Then second, comprehensive immigration reform.
Now, the president really wants to get this done. He said, just give me something. He says, when it comes from both sides, he says, I will sign the bill.
When this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good.
That was a bipartisan group of people, Rogers says he's confident with the people in that room. I'm not too confident with all those people in the room.
He's a deal maker, though. Sometimes you have to make people feel good about themselves before they can, work with you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's psychological.
Psychologically. I don't want to deal with the liberals out there. So anyway, that's what comes to that one. President says that this bill should be about are you guys ready for this? This should be about a bill of love.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that.
Kind of reminds me of the B-52 song from 1989, The Summer of Love. I mean, really? This is going to be a bill of love? You would think that this would be a tough bill, a border security bill, going after those that are committing harm, at those of the DACA crowd out there. Some stay, but what about the worst of the worst? Folks, when he talks about a bill of love, does that make you a little bit nervous out there? The question is, not so much the Dems, but if the Republican base catches wind of all of this and they think that there is going to be some sort of an amnesty solution, which they have been totally against several years, even going back to the days of George W. Bush, how will they react? Here was Jonathan Swan from Axios on Fox News.
Right, but the Republican leaders are still paralyzed with fear of alienating the base and alienating members who don't want to give amnesty without really big concessions in terms of a wall. And frankly,
there you go, within big concessions of a wall. Remember the clip we played? Let's play it again. If there's going to be any time, who's going to win out on this? Pat Buchanan was on with the McLaughlin Group on PBS saying that he thinks Trump will cave in on this issue and be known as the amnesty president.
I do think this. I think that Trump will agree to the deal. I don't think he'll get the wall. I think he'll get a security fence on the border and other things, protections like that. And I think the pressure from the public elsewhere on the DACA thing, because it is publicly popular, I think ultimately Trump will concede on that and he will be charged with amnesty.
Trump will concede on that and will be charged with amnesty. The debate about the DACA has come up. Again, do you intertwine it with border security, cutting green cards, defunding sanctuary cities? How much of it can the president and conservatives want versus what Democrats want on this issue? Or do you sit back and, as some would say, a more pragmatic approach by dealing with those that are already here? And if anybody needs to be deported, will it be the worst of the worst, or do you just deport everybody? Pat Buchanan says you can't deport them all.
I think the best thing would be to string it out. Nobody was going to deport these people first. You go after the criminals, the felons, the others. Get rid of those sanctuary cities and all that.
Is Pat Buchanan an amnesty man now?
No, but I just say in terms of deportations, you don't go after people who are relatively harmless, who are doing work in the society. You go after the worst first.
Okay.
So the question is, what about those that are working in society? What do you do with that? But everybody who's coming in favor of DACA, let's just kind of remind individuals, especially on the Democrat side, just a few years back, here was New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the minority leader on the Dem side, talking about how that we need to be under a nation of laws and rules dealing with the DACA and illegal immigration.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
All right, wait. Can I have deja vu just over one more time on this issue?
That's Schumer.
That's Schumer. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. You think this is good? It gets worse.
Okay.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. The American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration.
Now, that was back in 2009 under the presidency of Barack H. Obama. That the American people will not accept anything unless you can protect the border down the road in the future. Now, here it is, back a year ago, same Chuck Schumer, 2017.
President's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless. If this order stands, hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart. Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
Was that some invasion of the body snatchers? It was a total 180 right there.
You know what? I hate the phrase devil's advocate, but I don't know another phrase to use. What if he was talking about just the illegal aliens back in 2009, but not the children in 18?
They're all still under the law. They're all still considered. But here's the thing. He says until you can do something about future tense of protecting the border, nobody's going to trust you. So whether you agree with Trump or not, and a border wall security fence, that is for a future tense. We are going to build future. And again, Schumer says, well, if you can't, put something out there, how should people trust you?
Two words, flip-flop.
That's right. Here's another one back in 2006 that flip-flopped on this same very issue.
Those who enter our country legally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. And because we live in an age where terrorists are challenging our borders, we cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked.
That was Barack H. Obama. But yet Tucker Carlson, on Tucker Carlson Tonight, says, why is it? He had Jorge Ramos from, Univision? Or I would get Univision, I think.
Yes.
He was on a debate with him. This came out on Tuesday evening. And Tucker Carlson's asked the question, and some would say it's a very valid point, why is it that when anybody talks about a simplicity rule of law, not deporting everybody, but addressing this issue of DACA and illegal immigration, why is it that members of the left call those people racist?
Because what you're doing, rather than engage in an adult argument using reason, you're accusing people you disagree with of bigotry, which is a little much, actually, considering that you're demanding that Americans who were born here let in people who snuck in illegally and all their family, and if they say anything about it, they're racist.
Yep, if you say anything about it, you're racist. You know, Roger, we've had this conversation before, and I want to know what many of the audience thinks, but if President Trump decides to go down this road And I don't care if you – amnesty? Yes, but it's always the adjective. You know, we taught this in journalism school. Is it a backdoor amnesty, a full blanket open amnesty like the president wanted? What is going to happen? They're talking about two phases, dealing with DACA and deal with immigration, comprehensive immigration reform. The question is, after you looked at it yesterday when the president says that we need to have a bill of love and that just give it to me, I'm going to sign it. It looks like he's leaning the way that many Democrats would like.
Yeah, it does seem that way. But when you use the racist argument, I really wonder myself whether or not, now I don't like the word race, but maybe they're the people who have a really strong problem with especially Hispanic immigrants. I remember Pat Buchanan ran for president back in the 92. He actually said with his own mouth, I heard him say it, that it would be less of a problem culturally in America if you have immigrants coming in from Canada than you would from Zimbabwe.
Well, because one can speak English and the other one doesn't. Right. I'm not saying I disagree. Right. I agree with him. But here's the thing. Do you know who some of the biggest opponents of illegal immigration? Other Latinos. The Cuban crowd. Talk to them for a little bit.
Yeah.
You cannot equate Cubans and Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. Folks, it's just not the same.
Not the same. You're right.
You know? Yeah, just because I may be from Florida does not mean that I have a twang and talk like all my other Southerner friends from Alabama and Mississippi. You know, everyone thinks that you're all into the same there. But yet, you know, Cubans who've come over this way, you know, dry foot, wet foot, and then some people say that, well, those, it, depending on where they come from south of the border, get to have a jump up before of everybody else. Remember, illegal immigration is illegal immigration, whether it's from Canada, Europe, and everywhere else. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I want to know what you think about this story this morning. Is the president, when you listen to him, is he playing the Dems? Some of you would think that. Or is he really wanting to pass something because he says it's a bill of love? You know what? And when the president says yesterday, Roger, hey, just give me, I'll take all the heat off of this. Makes you wonder if the president's going to run for re-election. You know, most guys try to make sure that they be politically, I know the president's not politically correct. That's one of his interesting features about him that I think some people would adore on that. But having said this, is the president going to sign an amnesty bill? And how do you perceive it? Would this be the end of the GOP? 222-TALK, 222-8255, FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
I-295 North Commonwealth, look out for something that apparently fell off of a truck. It's now blocking one of the lanes in the highway. Be safe.
Mike Gallagher next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Lots of rain today. We're expecting a high of 70 when the sun's out, and more rain expected this evening. Overnight, the low 60. Right now, it's 59 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we are looking at this morning. A Tallahassee judge is declaring Florida's 24-hour abortions waiting period unconstitutional and is permanently blocking enforcement of the law. Governor Rick Scott signed the waiting period into law back in 2015. The Trump administration has reversed course on drilling off the coast of Florida. The Trump administration says when it comes to drilling off Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, it's now off the table. Though the Jacksonville Jaguars are in the playoffs, Sports Illustrated is reporting the NFL still had a disastrous weekend when it came to the ratings. The Bills-Jaguars game was down 10% versus last year's Dolphins-Steelers game. President Trump met with a bipartisan gathering of House and Senate leaders on the DACA issue, signaling he's willing to compromise with Democrats in order to get something passed.
FM 101.1 AM 600. Good morning. I'm Ed Dean. This is The Morning Show along with Roger Henderson. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that.
How can you talk about border security and protecting U.S. Americans and talk about some sort of, like, I don't know, maybe it's a, I don't know, it sounds like something back from the 1960s. We need a bill of love, you know? And this is where they're going with the DACA immigration. That pretty much sounds like Democrats out there. They always want to be compassionate out there. Is President Trump backpedaling on the issue? Does this mean that he's going to sign a DACA, which will have somewhat, I don't know what the size of it may be, but of amnesty, but will he get what he want, border security, defunding sanctuary cities? Is it more of the favor of sanctuary cities and border security? Is that a good compromise for giving somewhat, maybe as of right now, that could be an amnesty? I want to know what you think about this story. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Dave. Dave, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I think the Democrats, white Democrats especially, are suicidal. I say that because they're selling the white race short. I'm a black man, so I can say what I want to say about this issue. It bothers me a lot. I'm from a third world country where I know we don't do anything right. We go to Europe, we see things done right, then we go there, take over European lifestyle, become Africa or India or maybe Arab. Now, La Raza, they have a plan to take over Southwest United States. Why are we letting them do it?
You got to make a valid point. Yeah, they've openly admitted that they want to take back the areas that Santa Ana lost.
Right. I feel sorry I'm a Christian, so I love everybody. But what's going on right now under the belly of the beast is so bad. Eventually, this country is going to be split up so badly. Because I know one thing about the white people, they'll survive. When it comes to survival, they'll survive. They'll fight to survive. But we from the third world countries will fight each other, we'll kill each other, and we'll never come together.
All right. Dave kind of makes an interesting point. It makes you wonder. Thank you for the call. It makes you wonder, are we going to end up looking like Iraq, where you got the Sunnis and the Shiites over here? I mean, some people think you're going to have this over here, too much multiculturalism invoked in all of this. And, you know, that's kind of an interesting conversation. And yet, when you look at this whole thing, this has to deal, and I wonder if I can throw this out here, Roger. Let's sit back and say that President Trump, on this issue, caves in and he gives them amnesty. But let's sit back and he says, hey, you're not getting any benefits. Let me ask this question to you. If there's going to be a compromise, folks, I want to know, where do you compromise? Let's sit back and says, I'm not giving those here any amnesty. If you're a betterment to society, guess what? You can stay. We'll figure something out. But you're not getting any benefits. We're going to defund sanctuary cities. We're going to go after you with the rule of law. We're going to sit back and cut the migrants or the green cards until we find out who's all here to assimilate. We're going to have a border wall, not a fence, but a border wall. There's a massive difference there. And yet, if he gets all of this, is it worth the compromise? That's the question to Republicans.
Well, I think he realizes he may not need to work with Democrats on this, and that's why he's, you know, softening his tone, talking in a bill of love and that sort of thing. I think he's making himself do that really for posturing purposes, hoping to win over some hearts.
A Tallahassee judge is declaring that Florida's 24-hour abortion waiting period is unconstitutional. Terry Lewis, one of the judges, ruled that the 2015 law, which Rogers reported, which was signed into law by Governor Rick Scott, is unconstitutional. They say that the state constitution establishes the right to be alone and free from governmental intrusion. Interesting. Really? Is that, what about the issues of, I don't know, maybe prostitution or gambling? Isn't that a personal thing some people could sit back and say? But yet, the government's involved with that. The Tuesday's ruling is not a surprise. This all began back in 2015 when a Gainesville abortion clinic sued the state of Florida on behalf of, guess who? Not Planned Parenthood, the ACLU. This is a very interesting conversation. Pat Kilbane, who you know is a legal analyst on this radio show, he co-hosts with you when I'm out of town. He's a judicial nominating commissioner for Governor Rick Scott. He says this is part of judicial activism. This law has been on, you've got other areas of parental notification, 24-hour waiting period. Sometimes some of them kind of go hand in hand. He says some of these laws have been around, and some of these judges to knock this down is a sign of judicial activism.
It's unfortunate that it happens. And this one Leon County judge, you know, basically made this ruling, and it affects the entire state, which is something interesting. I wonder if it can be appealed.
Oh, I'm sure it could be appealed. The interesting fact about this, some of these have been voted into law by those out there for the Florida State Constitution. Now, you know, where some of you, we asked the question, do we need to keep amending the Florida Constitution? If that's the case, then why do you need an elected representative out there? Just let people vote on everything. And I think some cases that's not, I think locally, like for example, in Jacksonville, you want to vote in an HRO, major impact on your life, back pocket churches, whatever, and some of the things. I think I don't have a problem with people voting on this, but that should always be the final recourse. Kind of like, what is it once you recalls? You know, it's not the greatest thing to promote, but it's still within our system. It's kind of like amending the U.S. Constitution. It's not the greatest thing to do, but it's still allowed there just in case we need to go down that process. We've got politicians and elected officials becoming elected officials when they run for office, making decisions based on what some of you say at town halls, talk radio, and then we got judges just striking them down as unconstitutional. And that, a lot of cases, does bring in the rule of law there. But when you come out and say that a 24-hour waiting period is unconstitutional, then, Roger, let's go ahead and ask the rest of the questions here. Okay? What about parental consent then? Why don't you just make that unconstitutional? What about a 24-hour, as we put, a waiting period? What about sideline counseling out there? I mean, if you're going to make some of this unconstitutional, where do you draw the line? Which is a fair question.
It is a fair question, and, you know, obviously it's a big social issue.
What about partial birth abortion? I mean, isn't a woman getting that? Isn't that part of her privacy when she goes to see her doctor? I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to intertwine all of this as well, where do you draw the line here? Here's another question. Are judges making decisions here when they should not be making any type of this decisions? 222-TALK, 222-8255 The Trump administration has reversed course on drilling off the coast of Florida. Remember, within a week ago, they said, yeah, we're going to drill off the Sunshine State. Now, of course, they reversed course. They say it's now off the table. And I think a lot of that has to do with Governor Rick Scott looking to run for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, Governor Scott, obviously, good supporter and friend of Donald Trump. He came out immediately against offshore drilling. You know, tourism is a big deal here in Florida. And people who come down here from up north, they don't want to see oil rigs that they hang out the beach.
I've never heard of that before. San Padre Island and Louisiana all have oil rigs off their coast, and they do very well in tourism. So this is the state of Texas out there. And remember, you had the Deepwater Horizon in 2010, and we still had a record amount of tourism going on.
Right.
So I understand the argument. I just want to see a little bit of proof. That's all I'm getting at. 222-TALK, 222-8255 Let's go to Rice. Rice, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning.
Hey.
On the waiting period, there's a 3-day waiting period before buying a handgun in order for. They said that give a person a cooling off period in case they're passionate and hot tempered about something. So in order to save a life, there's a 3-day waiting period for release of the handgun. Oh, you can purchase it, but you don't have a concealed weapon permit, which you have to pay money for close to $100 or a little above. So why is the restriction on a handgun in order to save a life? Why is there not a restriction on a waiting period for that possibly that child's life and the mother's health to be saved?
You know, he brings up an interesting point because remember the waiting period that Rice talks about has been called as a cooling off period to let passions calm down. That's kind of an interesting perspective on that.
Yeah, shalom.
All right. There you go. So, it's a kind of an interesting point about the waiting period to what Rice says, because the reason why that we have a quote, and this has been talked about, you know, we need to check everybody out, Roger, but the also part that Rice brings up is that one of the reasons why that you have a cooling off period, hence the term cooling off period, so passions don't get mixed up and you take back your gun and want to go do some damage on somebody because you're ticked off at them.
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting point. 222-TALK, 222-8255 222-TALK, 222-8255 As you also reported, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are going to be taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up this Sunday, still, the NFL ratings are down by almost 10%, even with the playoffs. You wouldn't think that.
Yeah. You know, I don't buy into what ESPN is saying here, calling it, you know, disastrous for the ratings. First of all, look at this market size. Pittsburgh Steelers, Miami Dolphins. You got more people living in these cities to watch the game. So, obviously, you're not going to have as large of an audience, although there is a national audience for the playoff
games. Yeah, there is. Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. Interesting, you bring up a valid point, but, I mean, it's a nationwide TV. There isn't 5 games going on at the same time.
Yeah, but obviously, if it's the local community, you're going to have more people from that local community watching the game that morning.
Talk radio, WBOB.
Okay, there is an unconfirmed object in the middle of the road on Commonwealth traffic, brought to you by Snyder Heating.
Back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Lots of rain today with a high of 70 degrees when the sun is out, and more rain tonight, low of 60. Right now, it is 59 here at WBOB.
222-TALK, 222-8255 Email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Just to remind several of you have been asking, tomorrow night, I turned down a lot of these just because of time, Roger, but tomorrow night, I will definitely be showing up at the Greater Arlington Community or the Arlington Community Academy, speaking there tomorrow night for the the Greater Arlington Republican Club. It's going to be from 6 p.m. is the social. Again, it's going to be on 5900 Fort Caroline Road tomorrow evening from 6 to 8. And I promise you, if I'm there, you will be entertained. More coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Permanently blocking enforcement of the law. Governor Rick Scott signed the waiting period into law back in 2015. The Trump administration has reversed course on drilling off the coast of Florida. The Trump administration says when it comes to drilling off Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, it's now off the table. Though the Jacksonville Jaguars are in the playoffs, Sports Illustrated is reporting the NFL still had a disastrous weekend when it came to ratings. Bills-Jaguars game was down 10% versus last year's Dolphins-Steelers game. And Donald Trump met with a bipartisan gathering of House and Senate leaders on the DACA issue, signaling he's willing to compromise with Democrats in order to get something passed.
FM 101.1 AM 600 Talk Radio WBOB. The email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Also download the app for your addiction. Go to wbob.com. Listen to the show any part, anytime, anywhere you would like. 222-TALK, 222-8255. So the DACA issue now may be drawn up in two parts. This is the big news story we're talking about today. Again, you've got the DACA issue. Should it be a clean bill? Should there be any amenities added to it? Border security, defunding sanctuary cities? Or should this be part of a phase two with a separate immigration reform bill? Here is John Roberts from Fox News about this very issue.
The president went into the meeting demanding security provisions, a wall, an end to chain migration, ending the visa lottery, and more ICE agents in return for a DACA fix. White House officials say that after the cameras left, the president reached agreement with the two sides to do immigration in two phases. The first, DACA, including border security, an end to chain migration, and the visa lottery. Then second, comprehensive immigration reform.
Now the question is, as we're asking you today, and there's a lot of good provisions. If there's going to be a compromise, some would say that ending the visa lottery should be based on merit, not just based on, hey, the skin color and political correctness. Defund sanctuary cities, doing something about a border security, not a fence, but a wall. And we need to go after, again, those that are on benefits. And the worst of the worst, we deport them. But is the president going to make this type of a decision as he met with a bipartisan group of House and Senate leaders on Tuesday? He says, just give me something and I'll sign it.
When this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good.
I thought that was the whole point of a compromise. Oh, gee, I want this and I want that. Not just saying I want to come back and sign it. The president says, and where have you heard this before, a lot from a lot of politicians on both sides, that says that this needs to be much more, if we're going to go down this road, dealing with DACA, Dreamers Act, this needs to be more of something of compassion, like a bill of love.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that.
There should be a bill of love, and we can do that. The question is, if nothing gets done, which base of supporters will it upset? Will it upset the Democrats? Maybe not so much, but it will upset the GOP base. Jonathan Swan from Axios says, the GOP, could you alienate them if this bill goes through?
Right, but the Republican leaders are still paralyzed with fear of alienating the base and alienating members who don't want to give amnesty without really big concessions in terms of a wall.
Question you want to ask today, are you willing to give big concessions for somewhat of an amnesty for this? Pat Buchanan says, hey, on PBS, the president is going to be known as the amnesty president if he goes down this road.
But I do think this. I think that Trump will agree to the deal. I don't think he'll get the wall. I think he'll get a security fence on the border and other things, protections like that. And I think the pressure from the public elsewhere on the DACA thing, because it is publicly popular, I think ultimately Trump will concede on that and he will be charged with amnesty.
So the question is, what if Trump doesn't get a wall, but he doesn't get much of it? Is it worth really signing because somehow, I don't know, he might be flanking the Democrats on this issue? Will he get any type of support, or is there a compromise? The question is what do you throw in the bill and what do you think is not enough to be thrown in the bill? But yet, do you just go ahead and, as some would say, deport everybody that's here illegally. Again, here was more of the conversation with the McLaughlin group where he sits back and says, now you just can't do that. You just go after the worst of the worst.
I think the best thing would be to string it out. Nobody was going to deport these people first. You go after the criminals, the felons, the others.
Not
get rid of those
be.
Sanctuary yeah. cities and
is
all that.
Is Patrick Kennan an amnesty man now?
No, but I just say in terms of deportations, you don't go after people who are relatively harmless, who are doing work in the society.
But they
go after the worst first.
Tucker Carlson said on his show, Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News Tuesday evening, he sat back and said, it doesn't matter which way you go on this issue, even if you just by bringing it up about the rule of law, why is it that those from some of the media and those from the left always sit back and say, oh, they turn it into a race issue.
Because what you're doing, rather than engage in an adult argument using reason, you're accusing people you disagree with of bigotry, which is a little much, actually, considering that you're demanding that Americans who were born here let in people who snuck in illegally and all their family, and if they say anything about it, they're racist.
Yeah, what's wrong with that argument? Why is it that they always bring up the race issue if you talk about the rule of law? And by the way, let's also remind everybody that we're not talking about south of the border. A lot of people may talk about that. There's a lot of illegal immigration from north of the border and also from Europe and other areas out there. So that is the question that we, of course, are asking today. And one of the questions that we're asking also, that if there's going to be a compromise, where do you draw the line? Is an open area of just deporting everybody, is that viable? Or do you sit back and say, okay, fine, if we're going to go down the road with Trump and the art of the deal and you're going to have some sort of it, what is your main issue? Let me ask you that question right now. Is your main issue, you go, Ed, if I can only pick one out of five, defunding sanctuary cities, cutting off benefits, the border wall, visas, e-verify, how about that one? We haven't talked about that one. Which one would it be to deal with this? If the amnesty, or does the amnesty outshine the rest of those four or five issues that you may be in favor of? I want to know what you think on this one. If you could pick one out of five, is it E-Verify? Is it border security? Is it about going after the worst of the worst, deportation? Which one would it be if there's going to be a compromise of dealing with amnesty? Which one do you pick? I want to know what you think. 222-TALK. 222-8255. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, good morning. You're on WBOB.
First of all, I think the most important thing is get some kind of law in place that goes after the businesses, because that's really where the problem is with illegal immigration. And second, where is all this money that we already got from Bush to build a wall? Can't Trump use that money to start building the wall and then get a certain amount of wall and then say, hey, we're out of funding, can we go any further? Because we gave a lot of money,
right,
and there is no wall. And third, why can't we find the people that built that wall for Jurassic Park? I mean, that was a bad wall to keep. I mean, build it in Canada, build it down south, the Jurassic Park wall, I'm behind it. I mean, put that out. Trump will go for that. I mean, that's the one we need to go for.
That's a great one. Thank you for the call. That's a great one. Yeah, and have it electrified. I mean, here's the point. You know, that was a great call. Here's the point. We're going to build a wall strong enough to stop a T-Rex. How about that?
Yeah.
That would be the great one. That's a good one. 222-TALK, 222-8255. One of the questions we're throwing on the table this morning, I want to know what you think. If there is going to be an amnesty, if the president says that this needs to be about a bill of love, or if we heard that before, then if there's going to be a compromise, somebody's going to win a little bit more. There's going to be winners and losers. The question is you got amnesty over here. Okay? So if you had to pick one or two out of five decisions, E-Verify, going after going after big businesses, trying to employ illegal aliens, benefits, border security, do you want to deport them all? You've got to talk about the issue of defunding sanctuary cities. If you have the choice to being part of the compromising there, and if it's going to happen, which one do you put on the table? I want to know. I want to know what you think. Which one do you say, no, this disqualifies it all? I want to know what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Morning, Ed. How you doing today?
Hey, good. This morning, what do you think about this issue?
Well, first off, I want to say the Democrats, while I hate them and their platform, I do have to say I have a lot of respect because they are never in retreat mode.
Yeah.
They never go to the defense. If there was one Democratic senator in the whole Senate, he would still be driving the agenda. It is amazing. They never stop, and Republicans tuck their tails and run all the time. I would, if I were Donald Trump or if I were advising him, I'd say, okay, we need security first. If you want DACA, if you care about these dreamers, if you care about these kids, the first thing you would do is you will give me security. Until I get security, nothing else is on the table. We have control right now. We have to set the agenda. And then he has to go out and say publicly, listen, I am more than happy to make arrangements to allow dreamers to stay, these hardworking citizens, however he wants to play it, but they have to do this first and put it back on them. So people will say, well, why aren't you stepping to the table? You said that you wanted to reach across the aisle. Do it.
That's a good point, man. Have a good morning. You know, he brings up an interesting point. If everybody talks about, well, we'll give us a bill and then we'll deal with the next bill, then maybe Trump should throw it around to the Democrats. Okay, fine. Give me the border wall. Give me E-Verify. Give me a lot of these issues. And then I'll think about comprehensive immigration reform. Maybe you should play that game. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Good. Okay, listen, I'm thinking about it, I was speaking to a couple of people last night. If Trump goes down this road with complete amnesty and doesn't get the war, and then he's going to look like George Bush did with read my lips, no taxes.
That's right.
Okay? Because he said, when he was running for president, that was his whole signature bill thing, I should say, is, I'm not going to, no DACA, no this, no that, right? And then if he compromises now, he's going to look like, read my lips, no new taxes, and that killed George Bush.
Hey, Joe, they keep calling this the Dreamers Act. Do you know who's dreaming? It's the Republicans. If the Republicans think that by giving full blanket amnesty for many of the individuals that are here and families, they think that they're somehow going to garner a lot of votes, they are the dreamers themselves.
Yeah, that's what they're the dreamers, okay? But like I said, if Trump made, when he said a bill of love, I think that was I'm a big Trump backer. that looks like he's Barack Obama. That's something Barack Obama would have said.
I think some people would agree with you, Joe. Hey, have a good morning. Yeah. That's a good one. Donald Trump mentioned it. I mean, listen to this one more time.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital. Because
I don't know. Maybe that was the first mistake right there. I know you got to have the Democrats, but having the Democrats involved is, it's vital.
This should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that.
Really? Sounds like Barack
President
Obama.
Trump putting his Mac down. Bill of love.
The bill. By Donald White. Yeah, anyways, exactly. The bill of love. All right, 222-TALK, 222-8255. This is FM 101.1 AM 600. Talk radio, WBOB.
If you're on 95 going north at Emerson Street, be careful. It could sneak up on you. Something's in the middle of the highway blocking the right lane this morning.
The Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We are expecting lots of rain today with the high around 70 and more rain tonight. Overnight, the low 59. Currently, it's 59 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're looking at this morning. A Tallahassee judge is declaring Florida's 24-hour abortion waiting period unconstitutional and is permanently blocking enforcement of the law. Governor Rick Scott signed the waiting period into law in 2015. The Trump administration has reversed course on drilling off the coast of Florida. The Trump administration says when it comes to drilling off Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, it's now off the table. Though the Jacksonville Jaguars are in the playoffs, Sports Illustrated is reporting the NFL still had a disastrous weekend when it came to ratings. The Bills-Jaguars game was down 10% versus last year's Dolphins-Steelers game. And President Trump met with a bipartisan gathering of House and Senate leaders on the DACA issue, signaling he's willing to compromise with Democrats in order to get something passed.
FM 101.1 AM 600. Good morning. I'm Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. 222-TALK, 222-8255. One of the big issues that we're talking about this morning before we get back to the phones. Donald Trump says that this bill should be a bill of love. And I want to thank the Democrats for being here because we certainly need their support, need their help. The question is, if you're going to make a compromise, I want to know what it is. You've got the amnesty over here. So if you're going to compromise, what is it? Defunding sanctuary cities, E-Verify, no welfare for individuals here that are not legal, no in-state tuition, a border wall or a fence. Which one do you believe will outshine the amnesty, or does the amnesty outshine the rest of the other issues out there? And by the way, do you think by allowing amnesty for DACA for those here, what will it do for other illegal immigration, chain immigration as well? or chain migration. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Jose. Jose, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Oh, good morning. Hey, I'm for all of the above that you mentioned, plus the wall. And I don't like President Trump's attitude talking with those Democrats. You know, the Democrats, I don't trust any of them. And he just wants anything that comes to his desk, and he's going to sign it. I'm very iffy about it. I'm sorry. I have family in Europe, and I was trying to bring my brother from England. I went to the immigration office. They told me the waiting period is between 12 years and 14 years. And I want to bring my brother legally. My brother said, no, forget it. So now you're going to reward those brought by their parents, the legal parents, with DACA? I mean, come on, there's going to be a waiting period at least 15 to 20 years to see if they are good citizens, as the Democrats always love to lie about it. I'm sorry, I don't buy that thing. And President Trump needs to stand the ground. I need that wall. I need that E-Verify. And I'm going to end that chain migration and all that nonsense that hasn't been put in place. But I don't see too soft. I cannot believe he trusts these people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He cannot be that naive. And I don't like his daughter advising him and his daughter's husband. I don't trust those rhino liberals from New York. I'm sorry. Trump needs to stand his ground, and he cannot. He's gonna be persuaded. I'm sure he's not going to be reelected. I'm sorry.
I think you could be correct.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jose, appreciate the call. Roger's telling him, I mean, you know, he brings up an interesting point. You know, I don't know if this is Ivanka. But Jose says his daughter. I mean, Roger won't let his daughter decide what kind of cereal they'll go shopping at Publix to buy there. So, I mean, why would you let your daughter decide on DACA?
Exactly. But here's another thing. 12 years for his brother to come to America?
Yeah, it takes a lot of while. That's the real area that needs to be discussed out there.
Yeah, I know two ladies who moved to the United States from other countries, two different countries, in fact, and they got here within like a year, but they married American men.
Ah, well, there you go. 222-TALK, 222.
Ed's single, by the way.
Hush, no, I don't talk about that, okay? Anyways, don't mention any of that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I would just say that my compromise would be defunding sanctuary cities. First of all, wasn't it Obama that said immigration is actually a federal issue? And second of all, it costs the U.S. tax dollars, $22 billion annually to pay for the immigration and all that that's going around for welfare and all of that. And then actually it was California a few years ago. They allowed illegal immigrants to get licenses, like driver's licenses. And if you ask me, that's really just Democrats looking for votes.
Yeah, that is a gateway. Yeah, that is a gateway. You bring up a good point. That is a gateway for them to get open votes right there, Kyle. And the other interesting thing, there are ways to work around this. You have green cards. You can get a ID that sits back and says, yeah, I'm working like a missionary has over in the foreign field.
Yes.
They allow you a bank card. You get a temporary driver's license. It may not be something you can get all the benefits off of. I don't think there's an argument for that. It's where they're overstaying on their visas. And the question is are they purposely overstaying on their visas? Remember, there is also a lot of fraud with illegal aliens. Again, it doesn't matter where you come from. There's a lot of fraud with identity theft, Social Security, Medicare fraud. That takes place with illegal immigration. That's another issue that's never talked about by our politicians. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Jim, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, morning, guys. Hey, yeah, I agreed a lot with what Jose said, but I kind of have to disagree with the wall issue. Let me tell you what I think.
All right.
I think if President Trump goes after overstayed visas, if he goes after sanctuary cities that are not cooperating, and he gives the Department of Homeland Security, not Homeland Security, but border immigration,
right,
more tools to use on that. We have 1,000, I Googled it, we have 1,700 miles of unsecured border. That's just going to cost too much. It's just going to cost too much money. Now, here's the other thing. You know, President Trump does things behind the scenes, I think, that people don't probably see. And I think what he should be doing is negotiating with the president of Mexico and encouraging him to, put more teeth on, these people that cross the borders over and over again. And it's like a revolving circle. They just come back and deported and back and deported. And me and my wife, we watch Border Wars. All you got to do is watch Border Wars, and you'll see what's going on the border. I think it's on Nat Geo.
Right.
It's amazing how many times they just revolve. They actually go out and save their lives, and then they go back to Mexico, and then they come back and forth 20 times.
Yeah, there are many areas of that border wall where you could, the fence, where you can just walk back and forth. I've been to Mexico. You can just walk over there, have some lunch and walk back. That's pretty much it. By the way, before we get back to the phones, 222-8255, the libs are out there talking about the mental stability of Donald Trump. You've heard that story going around?
I have heard that.
I say this with tongue-in-cheek, so I don't want any of the pro-Trump people getting angry, but if he's going to go down this road after campaigning against it and working with Democrats, maybe the Democrats might have a point of some mental stability there, That's what I'm thinking. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I kid. Come on, folks. Let's go to Hank. Hank, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ed. I wanted to say that I compare the securing of the border as my biggest thing. It's kind of like putting a bottle of liquor in an alcoholic's bedroom. It's not going to stop unless you pull the bottle out of the bedroom.
Interesting.
To help them out. The other thing is, I've never understood how they always say also that these guys pay taxes. Tell me how they're paying taxes, because I thought E-Verify was already in the Patriot Act to streamline and mesh all of our security apparatuses to make sure that nobody's embezzling or doing anything with illegal social security numbers and stuff, also with visas and things like that. So that should already have been done. And also, real quick, I'm also amazed that they say that these 5- and 8-year-olds can walk from Honduras, and I've got a 12-year-old daughter, and I don't think she could walk from our house to the airport without a map. So I don't understand how they can do that either.
Hank, great point. How do these kids, which, by the way, need to be deported? They talk about breaking up of families. Well, evidently, somebody's paying for them to come over, and somebody is guiding them to come over into this country illegally. Here's another thing, may I throw out there, I want to ask some of you. Remember the last few years, thousands upon thousands of children from Guatemala through Mexico, Central America, coming over this country. And if we're not sending them back, they're staying here. Guess who's picking up the tab for that? Not the feds, you. The feds, yeah, but you're paying for it, the local taxpayer. When they come to your schools and they want to increase more money for education spending, guess he's paying for all that? You are. No one seems to be looking out for the back pocket of the taxpayer. Now, some of you have been emailing me this morning, well, what about making Mexico pay for it? Okay, fine, then allow them all to come over, and when they want to send money back, you tax it then.
Very interesting point. You bring out one of the major industries, economic engines of many of these Latin American countries, including Mexico, are immigrants,
legal, sending money back, yeah.
Legal and otherwise, wiring money back via Western Union. That keeps the big part of the Mexican economy going, believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't think the Patriot Act was one of the most wisest, if I can use that word, one of the most smartest bills out there. That was pretty much done in the heat of passion after 9/11. But if E-Verify was truly in, then state of Florida killed it. Republicans in the Florida Senate killed it a few years ago. They couldn't get in. Republicans, you hear me? And Florida did not support E-Verify. So actually, it's not fully put in there. More of your calls, 222-TALK, 222-8255. This is FM 101.1 AM 600. Talk Radio WBOB.
295 South and Wilson Boulevard. There's an accident now. It is off to the left, but we are seeing backup on the traffic.
The Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Lots of rain today with a high around 70. More rain tonight, low 60. 59 right now at WBOB.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital, because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love.
Bill of love. 222-TALK. I'm still getting over that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Vince. Vince, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Ed?
Good. How you doing this morning, Vince?
I'm doing great. Look, I've got an analogy for you. I think Trump's meeting yesterday, including the Democrats, It's just like the family meetings we used to have. You know, my father used to sit us all down, and we'd have a family meeting to discuss something. He's already made up his mind of what he wants to do. He just did that to make us all feel better.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Vince. You ever see that Geico commercial where you can save a dollar or whatever it is, and the guy's got the fishing rod at the with the retail store, and the girl's trying to grab the dollars? He's up. He's messing with her is what he's doing. You think Trump you think Trump's messing with the Dems? Just hype. I mean, what do you think?
Absolutely, I do. I mean, the guy's proven a lot of things in his run up to the presidency, and stupid he's not. A master negotiator he is. I think he's messing with them. Absolutely.
All right, I wanted to throw that out there. Stupid he is not. Sounds like a little bit of Yoda. Stupid. No, not is he.
Stupid he is not.
That's right. So anyway, so I prefer the yoga Yoda. Anyway, 222-TALK, 222-8255, the email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Weighing on this issue, if there's going to be a compromise, what do you outshine the amnesty? Is it E-Verify? Is it the border wall? Is it the funding sanctuary cities out there? Is it not allowing the welfare benefits? Where do you draw the line if there's going to be a compromise? Your call's coming up next right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.